I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time with Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends, ETFTrends.com. And as I try to remind you, it's not just, hey, let me go find out what Tom's picks are. ETF Trends is about much more than that. So check out ETFTrends.com to learn soup to nuts on the ETF world. Now, if you want to know more about what Tom is doing, you'll follow him on Twitter where he is at Tom Lydon. But right now he is here, and I am always happy to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is...
the Guggenheim Solar ETF, ticker TAN.
TAN, the Guggenheim Solar ETF. And A, we do need to tell folks you're on the board of Guggenheim, and you can explain a little bit about that. But we also need to tell folks why this is your tune this week. If that's your tune on solar, a week after you made the utilities ETF a loser, well, we got to know why.
Absolutely. Well, first, Chuck, you're right. I'm on one of the boards that oversees mutual funds and ETFs at Guggenheim. I don't oversee this, but obviously I am an independent director and affiliated, so it's important to bring that up. Number two, why? I think there's been a lot of discussion about why solar recently. A couple things have been going on. Specifically, lower energy prices. There are a lot of people who are thinking, geez, should I get a Prius? And now maybe I don't have to because I can afford to fill my tank. So car companies like Tesla have been a little bit under pressure. They just 6 months ago had some pretty aggressive growth rates in mind, but that stock specifically has also declined as well. If we have lower oil prices, we don't have as much demand for solar. However, when you stop and look at what's been going on lately within the solar community, many will say lower oil prices haven't affected it. Specifically, when you look at hiring, CNBC recently reported that the solar industry has hired a greater percentage of people than most any other industry out there. So that's pretty impressive. Also, growth in solar has been number one in housing. So they say that by the end of 2017, they expect 600,000 homes to be outfitted with solar equipment. There hasn't been a pullback just because oil has come back. There really has been an increase, and this area alone is expected to grow 49% annually year over year. So here's an opportunity. Solar stocks in the last 6 months have declined almost 40%. And this ETF has been affected by it as well. If you feel that solar is a long-term play, and maybe it's something that you've been looking at for the last couple of years, but you're afraid to jump in while it was growing so much, this might be your opportunity. It's declined 40%, and just recently, it started to have a little bit of an upswing to the point where it's just about to go above its 200-day average. And Chuck, you and I talk about this all the time. Here's a great technical play. If you like solar long-term, this might be your opportunity. Wait for it to go above its 200-day average and keep your eye on it.
At the same time, the energy story, and you talked about it last week with the utility story, has been one where things have been going below the 200-day moving average, not above. So this is a case where you're looking at it now, looking to time the buy properly, but you talked about it. You've got energy prices kind of changing everything. You don't worry that, wow, I'm buying into energy, even if it's alternative energy at a point where it's this wild?
Well, I think a couple of things. Long term, I think most agree that solar will continue to grow as we here in the U.S. specifically want to be energy self-sufficient. So it may be that lower oil prices will help us and more drilling here in the U.S. will help us, but that's not to say that solar is going to be a big part of our energy consumption in the years ahead. So long term, I think there's a great case for solar. Number two, right now it's at a 40% discount to where it was 6 months ago. Another great point. Number three, have we seen the low in oil? We saw oil touch $44 on WTI. It's now above 50. It's kind of floundering at that point right now. Are we going to go down and break that low? We don't know. And your point, I do get worried from time to time, and I really don't know, and you and I talk about this all the time. We could have great feelings about the fundamentals, but we have no real idea or can't predict what the market's going to do. That's why we use this 200-day average in the major trend line. So if you've thought about solar long-term and you want to follow the long-term trend, this might be a great opportunity. But on the other hand, as you point out, Chuck, we might go above the 200-day average and 3 weeks later drop below, which would create a sell point or a short-term loss. That's investing. And yep. I think as long as you're disciplined, that might be a good strategy.
Quickly, because we're almost out of time, where's this money coming from? I mean, is this what you do with the money that you got out of the energy, the utility select sector spider last week, or is there something else here where this money's coming from and how much?
That's absolutely right. So right now is a good time to pare back on energy and utilities, and it looks like this might be a counterplay. So if you do have cash on the sidelines, or if you have lightened up in those other two sectors, a 2 or 3% position in this, especially if you're following the trend line, shouldn't hurt you.
There you have it. You're gonna... You're going to let the sun shine in with TAN, T-A-N, the Guggenheim Solar ETF, our ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is editor of ETF Trends. So he's on Twitter at Tom Lydon. ETF Trends is on Twitter at ETF Trends. And of course, if you want more information online, go to ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten off to a great start on the February 26th edition of Money Life. But a great start means we've got lots more to go. So stick around. We're living the money life, and we'll get right back to it after this short message.